From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump says the appointment of a special counsel for the ongoing investigation into his campaign's ties to Russia is appropriate, but it can divide the country. He was reacting to the appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller to lead the investigation after Mr. Trump fired FBI Director James Comey.
Well, I respect the move, but the entire thing has been a witch hunt, and there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign, but I can always speak for myself and the Russians, zero. I think it divides the country. I think we have a very divided country because of that and many other things. So I can tell you that we want to bring this great country of ours together.
Mr. Trump is hoping to change the negative news flow when he leaves Washington later today for some overseas diplomacy. Donald Trump is setting out on his first international trip today. His 9-day journey includes stops in Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican. Trump will then go to Belgium, where he will meet with NATO members in Brussels before ending his trip in Sicily for the G7 summit. Syria is condemning a U.S.-led coalition attack on a government military position that Syrian officials say killed several people and caused material damage. U.S. officials said coalition aircraft struck pro-Syrian government forces that continue to violate a de-confliction zone set up around an army base where special forces are training Syrian militias. And voters in Iran are choosing their next president on Friday. President Hassan Rouhani could face a strong challenge from conservatives who have blasted his handling of Iran's economy. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A roadside bomb has killed at least 11 civilians, mostly women and children, in Afghanistan's eastern Logar province. Authorities say the victims were returning from a wedding party Friday afternoon when their vehicle struck an improvised explosive device. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. Swedish prosecutors say they have dropped the 7-year rape investigation against Julian Assange, the Australian whistleblower who founded WikiLeaks. Assange's attorney says the case could have been settled several years ago.
And he said, yes, Per, it feels much better today. Finally, we got there. But at the same time, he emphasized that he is very disappointed about Swedish justice. It has taken the prosecutors over 6 years to interview him. If they had done so while he was still in Sweden in August and September 2010, the case had been closed at that time.
Assange has been living since 2012 in the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid arrest and extradition in the rape case. Meantime, the U.S. Justice Department continues to investigate Assange since at least 2010, when WikiLeaks published thousands of stolen U.S. security files. Police in New York are charging a man with murder and attempted murder after he allegedly drove his car into a crowded sidewalk in the city's busy Times Square on Thursday, striking a group of pedestrians, killing one woman and injuring more than 20 other people. Police said the 26-year-old U.S. citizen Richard Rojas has a history of arrest for driving while intoxicated. Greece's government has secured parliamentary approval for measures that will impose further income losses on Greece's workers. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said the measures for debt relief will lead Greece to a definite exit from the crisis. The vote was a key requirement for Greece's European creditors to release a new bailout installment, without which the country would struggle to meet its debt servicing obligations in July. A UN report released Friday says South Sudanese pro-government forces killed at least 114 civilians between July 2016 and January of this year in Ye Town. The report also exposes cases of an indiscriminate shelling of civilians and cases of sexual violence perpetrated against women and girls, including those fleeing the fighting. The UN says the crimes may amount to war crimes or crimes against humanity and warrant further investigation. And on his first official trip outside Europe, France's new president, Emmanuel Macron, is highlighting his determination to crush extremism. His first stop, Mali. For more news, please join us here at VOAnews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.